What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Hey everyone, hope you guys are doing amazing today. It's we are a week away. Today, in 7 days from today, the event will be live. And so I'm actually heading into the office right now because it's kind of late, as you see if you're on camera, because I've got a lot of slides still to do. So I've yet to finish any presentation. I've gotten close on a couple, but there's still so much work that goes into this, and anyway, it's really fun. But I wanted to just message you guys today because this morning as I was getting ready, I was just listening to a podcast, and I listen to a lot of podcasts, but the one I was listening to today was Nathan Lacka's The Top, and he was interviewing the CEO of HubSpot, which was kind of cool. HubSpot, for those who don't know, they're kind of one of our competitors, only not like directly. I was telling Clint this morning, he's my wife's cousin, so he stayed over last night. He travels into to work from the office 1 or 2 days a week, and then goes back to where he lives normally. But he was here last night, so this morning I was telling him about HubSpot a little bit, and I was like, they're kind of like the yin to our yang. They're all about like putting out good content, and people will come to you and hopefully buy your stuff someday, maybe. And I were like, build a funnel and drive traffic to them. But like their suite of tools is like kind of similar, right? Like, they got landing page software, they got CRM, they've got, you know, all these kind of things. So anyway, really, really cool interview that they were doing. But it was fun because, I don't know, for me it's like, maybe it's just the competitive part of me, but they start sharing their stats and their numbers and what they were doing. And like, God, like it just got me excited. So I'm like, okay, cool. They're doing almost $1 million a day. We're at, about a quarter of that right now. So I was like, okay, and we have more customers. We've got about almost double as many customers as they do, but they're doing it based on, anyway, it was interesting because what they were showing and what they are doing is almost identical to one of the big shifts and big changes that we're going to be launching at Funnel Hacking Live, which was cool because it was like, oh, sweet, we're on the right path, we're doing the right things. But it gave me someone to start chasing towards again, which is fun. It's been a while. Like, all of our other competitors, we blew past them, and then it's just like, huh. What do you do when the competition's gone? And so for me, it's tough because I'm like, not that I want to like compete direct, you know, like whatever. Like, I think most of you guys know I'm pretty competitive at this point. But it's just like, I need to have someone that I'm running towards, or else it's tough for me to like just have that energy and excitement of like, okay, where were like, yeah. So now it's like, all right, so HubSpot, this is their numbers, their stats, this is where they're at. Now we know. Now I've got a shot. Now I've got like a place to aspire and ascend to and to run towards. And so it just pumped me up this morning. So for you guys, I know we got people listening to this at all different levels of business, from, you know, a lot of startups, all the way to people that are making, you know, tens of millions of dollars. And so what I would recommend is like, and this comes back to Funnel Hacking 101, right? Like, find someone to model. Like, that's not just talking about their landing pages, their offers, or their whatever, but it's like really understanding like, who in the marketplace, like who's there, who's leading the way, who's proven this model before you, how do you funnel hack them? Like, you know, HubSpot may be excited to go funnel hack how they're doing their pricing strategy. I talked a little bit about that. I'm like, okay, cool. That's their pricing strategy. And that's how they do this. And that's how they do this. And so it's like, it gets me all like, excited to run towards that now. It gives me motivation knowing that it's possible, knowing that it's doable, knowing someone's done it before. And it's like, sweet. 400 miles been broken now. I know where to run, how to run in the direction. And they've left clues. I know they left clues. It's funny. We started kind of funnel hacking Salesforce as well last year. So we listened to all the Salesforce books and Salesforce event, and like really understanding them a lot better and their path and their journey. And it's given us a lot of like momentum in it, and which has been really, really cool. But now I'm like, sweet. Now I got HubSpot. So I'm gonna go read the dude. He's written 3 or 4 books. I'm gonna go read the books and start studying them, and like I'm gonna start geeking out. And start funnel hacking the business, not the funnel. Their funnel sucks. Their landing pages are so bad. I honestly have no idea how they have any customers. I shouldn't say that on public, but they are really bad. HubSpot CEO. I can't remember your name. You're awesome. But if you want me to help you fix your funnels, let me know. But like, that's not what they're good at, but what they are good at is different than what I'm good at. And so it's like, oh, sweet. I've got someone to model, someone to look at, someone to chase, someone to aspire towards. So I'm pumped and I'm excited and I'm going to start studying and geeking out and funnel hacking. And I will know more about him and his company than anybody else on earth here within the next 2 or 3 months, which is kind of cool. So this brings me to the moral of today's story. The moral of today's story is you need to do your dang homework. It's funny, I have people all the time that come to me like, hey, Russell, we're launching this kind of business. I'm like, cool. So it's funny because I'm kind of obsessed with this. Like, in most markets, I know the key players. And I'm like, so do you know so-and-so? They're like, no. I'm like, do you know so-and-so? No. Have you heard of so-and-so? No. I'm like, dude, how is it that I know more about your market than you do? This is not a good thing. Like, you need to become obsessed with it. Like, if you're in a market or you're going into a market, like, you need to know who are the players, who are the gurus, what are the events, like, what are the things, and you need to go to them. Like, go to the live events, go meet the people, go buy the people's products, like, become obsessed with it. Do your homework, because you're trying to go compete into a market you don't even know about. Like, that's not very, very smart. But if you know, that's like, okay, cool, here's the players, here's where people are at, here's the good old boys club, here's the events that are happening, here's the hierarchy of things, here's the people at the top, here's people in the middle, people at the bottom, here's like all that stuff's out there. You just got to go and look for it, and it's worth finding. So funnel hacking isn't just landing pages, it's not just traffic sources, it's everything. It's all the pieces all put together. So hope it helps you guys. That's all I got. I'm going to go in there and get some slides done, get prepared for funnel hacking life. Hope you guys are preparing yourself as well. This event is going to change some of your lives, and I'm excited for it. So, all right, guys, I'll talk soon. Bye. Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.